Now we talked the days leading up to us about the slow starts coming off the breaks. Wasn't the Christmas game, but how'd you feel overall?
We got the W. I think that's the most important thing. I think coming out of a break, 6 day break, two hard practices, you're just trying to get your feet underneath you, morning skate. It wasn't the prettiest game, but we found a way to get the job done and we stuck with it, and they're a fast team and they've been playing a lot of hockey the last few weeks, so I thought we did well. The OZ time wasn't there, but we got opportunities and we scored and capitalized what we needed to.
Pat, you've known Corey for such a long time. How nice is it to be there and to see it, have it in front of the home crowd here?
I'm proud of Corey. Just being with him as a rookie and him taking me kind of in and making me a better player, a better leader, how to mature into the game. And I know it took him longer than he expected, and I'm just really super proud of him. And 400 goals, that's freaking amazing. A lot of people can't say they scored 400 goals in this league. And the way he plays the game, how hard he plays, how he gets to that, he sticks up for his teammates. He plays it the hard way, and he scored 400 goals the hard way. I'm very proud of him. And now I can say I assisted on all 400. No, it's good, though. Like I said, Corey's a great leader. He deserves everything. And I know his wife and son were in the crowd tonight, so that makes things a little more special. And Griff has something to talk about. And proud of him. He earns it.
I know he hasn't been here close to a full year yet, but what has he meant behind the scenes for the group? I know he hasn't been here a full year yet, but what has Corey meant to the group behind the scenes?
I just think he means a lot to this team. He brings just that veteran presence, just him just showing up in the morning, coming to the rink every day, and the young guys can have a conversation with him. He's very approachable. He plays the game the right way. He plays it hard, and he's a leader. That's why he won in Anaheim. And, he won cup there, and he knows what it takes to go the distance. And his last two teams he's played for, he was a big part of that. And we have a huge leader on our team, a huge impact player that brings so much more to this team that a lot of people don't expect. And he's having a hell of a year, kind of a bounce back year from the last 2 years. So I'm just proud of him, how he's coming in here and handled the situation. And he's played his role and he's getting rewarded for it. So that's what it's all about.
Not only a 6 day layoff, but you're playing a team you haven't played in 2 years. How hard was that?
It's kind of weird. I know. Someone was talking about it right before the game, and it's just like, geez, 2 years we haven't played on. That's just weird. It just means we've been through some crazy times the last 2 years. So they're a good hockey team over there. They play with some pace, and they move the puck fast, and they come at you at waves. So it was kind of nice to play a different team. We say it all year. It's just the last 2 years we haven't played a lot of teams, and it's nice to play everyone out west now.
Kind of McDavid before. Were they nerves on the bench in the last minute or so when you had him out there 6-on-5? So he had the puck on his hand.
A kid pulls stuff out of his, there's something new every time out of his pocket. He pulls something out. So with him and Leon, they're both elite players in this league. They've dominated this league the last couple of years now, and you never know with them, And they think the game faster than a lot of people. And when he has a stick, when he has the puck on his stick, the last 45 seconds, obviously there's a lot of concerns there. He did make a heck of a play there when he's coming across the middle and finds Draisaitl in the corner there and hit the post. But, those are the type of players that you got to watch out for. And I thought we did a good job of that, hanging on to him and not giving him too much tonight.
Historically, we look at the 500 goal mark as the sort of gold standard, right? But with goal scoring has been down over the last decade plus, should we look at 400 as maybe more of an accomplishment than maybe it was 15, 20 years ago?
Oh, for sure. And I agree with you 100%. I think just to score 400 in this league, obviously scoring 500 is a huge deal, and a lot of people have achieved it, but it's kind of the new era. Like, Ovi's kind of the guy that's kind of, keeping pace with the 80s and, the 90s guys that achieved that goal. And You know, obviously Parrish scored 400, Pavelski scored 400. I think it's just a huge impact in the game that, you know, those aren't the type of players, you know, they're gritty players, they go to the net hard, they're not, you know, the flashy goals that you see or the one-timers that you see all the time. So, you know, just to achieve, you know, 400 is a milestone. So now it's all gravy for him here, you know, so hopefully he can play a couple more years and achieve that goal.
Thanks, Matt. Thank you.